Iraq said today it is deciding whether to destroy some of its missiles as the United Nations has ordered, and its decision may help determine when or if the United States goes to war. The U.S. is already planning what to do after overthrowing Saddam Hussein, as we'll hear in a moment. But so far, the Bush administration has failed to persuade many of its allies at the U.N. to support military action. And that's where the missiles come in. If Iraq misses a deadline to start dismantling these banned missiles by the end of the week, it may bolster the U.S. case against Iraq. In Baghdad today, Iraqi General Hussam Mohammed Amin told reporters his government is serious about solving this.
We are studying the letter of Mr. Hansablix deeply and comprehensively, and we hope resolving this issue as soon as possible by the cooperation both sides and by the mutual understanding of both sides.
Reporter Paul Edel is in Baghdad. Mr. Edel, are the Iraqis giving in here or not?
I think they will sooner or later. Certainly by Saturday they'll start to destroy these missiles. Iraqi officials are telling us that they want to do absolutely everything that they can to avoid giving America a pretext to go to war.
Mr. Edel, one of the things that we're all waiting for here, and I suppose there, is whether there's finally going to be some kind of tripwire that allows the United States to go to war here with its allies or without them. What does it look like from there?
The message the Iraqis are giving us is that they will do everything they can not to provide such a tripwire. They think that war is inevitable. They think they can only stave it off so long. But I think that their strategy is to try to make the political and, of course, military cost to the United States and its allies just as high as possible. The Iraqis have seen in the last 3 months the lineup of world support for America and Britain dwindle from a unanimous vote in the Security Council in November demanding Iraqi compliance with disarmament resolutions to just 4 out of the 15 Security Council members today, and America and Britain facing an uphill battle. Also, they've seen and been very encouraged by demonstrations around the world by millions of people who may not support the Iraqi government in every respect, but are certainly very strongly opposed to war.
Reporter Paul Edel is in Baghdad. Mr. Edel, thanks very much.
You're welcome.